From WGCU News, I'm Mike Canary. The Estero-based Florida Everblades are heading into the final game of the ECHL Kelly Cup Finals this weekend. WGCU's Rachel Iacovone was at the minor league hockey team's practice this morning and has this report.
The Florida Everblades are in it to win it. Still, it being the Kelly Cup. Joe Cox tied up the last game for the Blades with a breakaway goal in the first period. But the forward's sixth goal of the playoffs couldn't stop the Colorado Eagles from winning the game 4-2.
After the loss, I kind of went in the locker room and we were like, all right, the game's over. Let's start preparing for next game. Leave what was in the past, and that was our mindset.
Now, after dropping game 6 of the finals on the road, the team is back on home ice to face the current Kelly Cup champions for a final time tomorrow night. The series for the Kelly Cup plays out a lot like the games heading up to the NHL's better-known Stanley Cup. It's a race to win 4 games first, and now the teams are tied 3-3.
The league's been around for 30 years. This is only the 5th time out of those 30 years that the championship would be decided in a Game 7.
That's the team's public relations manager, Alex Reed. He's been with the team for quite a while, since before the first and last time they won the Cup, back in 2012.
I was looking at a team photo from that year, and there's 2 people that were there then that are still here now. That would be myself and then, of course, Craig Brush, our general manager and president.
The team of completely new faces hasn't made the finals since then, but making the playoffs is almost non-news for the organization. In its 20-year history, the team's made the playoffs 19 times, and the Southwest Florida community has taken notice. Within 12 hours of the team's loss in Colorado, Game 7 tickets, some 7,200 seats, sold out. So, Reed says, the team decided to open up a couple hundred standing room only spots, and those sold out too, within 2 hours. Coach Brad Ralph says that's because the area is a perhaps unexpected hockey haven.
We get great support from our community. You know, and the weather, the players like playing here, that's a factor. So there's a lot of different variables at play when you think of why the Florida Everblades are so successful.
Ralph says while the home ice advantage could help, being one win away from the Cup is going to make it difficult to not think about what it would feel like to actually win it.
You know, there would be nothing better than to win it at home. It's a sold-out building. You know, we play well at home, and it's a great opportunity. You know, it's what you play for all year long.
Everblades defenseman Zach Camaras might argue it's more than what you play for all season. It's what you play for all your life.
This is what you dream of as a kid when you're playing mini sticks or street hockey, or even when you're, you know, 6, 7 years old and you're playing your first tournament.
Camaras says the feeling heading into Game 7 is surreal. Rachel Iacovone, WGCU News, Germain Arena.